හරිනාම ඉව කීවලම් කලෝ නාස්ති වනාස්ති වනාස්තිව වතිනන්නතා චෛතන්‍ය මහප්‍රභු ඒ explaining his position why he chanting this transcendental vibration Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Reason is that Vedanta philosophy, because Mayavadi sannyasins, the Vedanta philosophy actually belongs to the Vaishnava Sampradaya, because it was compiled by Vyasa, who is the original spiritual master of the Vaishnava Sampradaya. Of course, the Mahavadi philosophers, they also accept Vyasa as their original spiritual master, but they have interpreted Vyasa's views. Therefore, they are not considered to be bona fide disciples. Just like we see in the Bhagavad Gita that Arjuna, in the beginning, he was arguing with Krishna between friend and friend. But when he surrendered himself as a student, Sishasthiham Sadhma Prapanyam, he said, my dear Krishna, now I am surrendering unto you. I accept you as my spiritual master. Sushrate aham. I am your disciple, not friend. Because friendly talks, arguments, there is no end. But when there is talk between spiritual master and disciple, there is no argument. No argument. As soon as the spiritual master says, this is to be done, it is to be done. That's all. Final. So, you will find throughout the whole instruction of Bhagavad Gita, not that blindly, there is a submissive presentation. Krishna, I cannot understand this. That is a lot. But it is not that you have to change the decision of the spiritual mind. No. If you cannot understand, it is, you should know that due to my less intelligence, I just now do not understand what the spiritual master says, but that is already concluded. But I may try to understand so that I may not be misleading. That is the position. So just see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that my Guru Maharaj saw me a rascal, fool. Therefore, he asked me, you don't touch Vedanta Sutra. It is not for you. You simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining, Heyyadda Paiya Naam Loyonukha. After reception of this order from my spiritual master, I have engaged myself constantly in chanting Hare Krishna. That is disciplic succession. Even if you do not understand the work and the motive of a spiritual master, you have to follow without any argument. In the Bhagavad Gita also, you will find this verse, Bhavusātmika buddhi rekeha kurunannam bhavusātāsanantāsya buddhiyam bhavusāyanam. The purpose is that those who are intelligent, they take the message from the spiritual master, whatever he says, and one has to execute that particular order without any deviation. That will make him perfect. There may be different orders for different disciples, but the disciples who stay the order of the spiritual master as his life, here is his order. So let me execute it without any deviation. That will make him perfect. Just see the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is his instruction. He says, Devi Adda Paya Nam Noyanukhan. He did not think, oh, my spiritual master taught me a school, that's them. Oh, why am I that's them? Let me see Vedanta Sutra. Why can I not see? That is Askalam again. That is Askalam again. You cannot deviate the order of the spiritual master by an inch. If you really want success, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, hey, Ankapaya, I receive this order from my spiritual master. And I follow it strictly. Naam Loyanukam. Because my spiritual master told me that you don't touch Vedanta. If you, you put, you just walk. Or in other words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not a fool, because he was the Lord. He is representing the fools of the present age. What they will understand, Vedanta Sutra. Their life is so molded by the present atmosphere, materiality atmosphere, that they are unable to touch Vedanta Sutra. They are unfit to touch even Vedanta Sutra. What to speak of understanding. Therefore, they will create more Askalam, to create so many Vedanta societies, and they are the same rascals still. For 100 years, they are studying Vedanta Sutra, and the same things, the same bad habits, same illicit connection, same intoxication, same gambling, everything is going on. And there Vedanta Sutra students, this is that thing. There must be change in life. Otherwise, what is the use of Vedanta Sutra? Vedanta, Vedanta means, Veda means knowledge. And Anta means end. End of all knowledge. Everyone is searching after knowledge. But there must be some end. What is the ultimate end? The Bhagavad Gita says, Vedanta Vid, Vedanta Kritya Aham, I am the compiler of Vedanta. I am the knower of Vedanta. So if you simply understand what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, you are Vedanta. And what says Krishna? What does he say? He says, Sarva Dharman Paritajya Mamekam Saranam. You give up all rascaldom, simply surrender unto me. This is Vedanta. This is Vedanta. Aradita Jadi Hari Sapatata Pakki. The Vedanta Sutra means, to understand, Vedanta Sutra means that one has to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Full knowledge. And knowing it fully. Knowing his own position fully and God's position fully, one has to surrender. Vasudeva Sarvamiti sa Mahatma Sudullava. That surrender soul is a great soul who has surrendered. Oh, God is great. So that is Vedanta. Not that giving his own interpretation. As if that day was a fool and he left Vedanta for being commented by another rascal. No. Then what is the authority of Vedanta? If you can, you are a common man. Your intelligence is so imperfect. You are cheater. And your senses are imperfect. How you can comment on Vedanta, which was compiled by Vyasadeva, the most perfect personality, liberated personality. How you can comment on Bhagavad Gita? It is spoken by Krishna. So you have no right. If you at all want to study Vedanta Sutra, you have to accept it as it is, without any change. That is understand. Vedanta Sutra is like, several times I have given this example in this class, that it is Lord Chaitanya says to Sarvabhauma Tathagata, that in the Vedas, it is stated that if you touch the stool of any animal, he will be, infected. So you have to take your bath. Just like we go to evacuate in the bathroom, and after evacuating you have to take bath. This is the system to become clean. This is very system. But again the Veda says that if you touch the cow dung, the stool of cow or another animal, oh, it is pure. Rather, if you are impure by touching cow dung, you will be purified. Now here is contradiction. That you, the Veda says that if you touch the stool of any animal, then you become infected, you have to take bath, cleanse yourself, and again he says that cow dung, which is also stool of another animal, if you touch it, then you will be purified. Trying to put your argument, or this is contradictory. The Veda is full of contradiction. No, it is not contradiction. It is fact. One doctor, Mr. Dr. Ghoshal, he is a medical college chemist. He analyzed this cow dung and found all antiseptic properties in cow dung. So this is basic ingredients. Whatever is there, it is already tested. It is already experimented. You have simply to accept. Don't try to argue. This is acceptance of Vedanta Sutra. Not that, I have to serve some purpose, political purpose. So I will have to prove from Bhagavad Gita there is non-violence. In our country, Gandhi, he was supposed to be a great student of Bhagavad Gita. He wanted to prove that there is non-violence in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said all life, he will have to die by violence. So he was killed. How you can prove Bhagavad Gita non-violent? There is basic order. You must fight. The other party is empire. You must fight. These are the intentions. You cannot change. That is not the nonsense. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I accept the order of my spiritual master in total, without any interpretation, without any argument, without any understanding. Whatever he has said, it is all right. This is acceptance of spiritual master. Oh, I accept spiritual master, but I don't accept your order. This is not acceptance of spiritual master. If you at all accept somebody as spiritual master, you must test him. You must test him for at least 1 year if you have got doubt. And when you are convinced that here is a person whom I can follow blind, then you accept. You haven't got to follow blindly. Spiritual master will not place before you anything unreasonable. But the process is that you cannot change the order of spiritual master. You cannot argue. Unless you are convinced that I shall accept the order of this person without any argument, Don't accept anybody as ego. It is a false acceptance. That's it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that as other quality, that if you take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, oh, you are a false learned scholar. But he says that his spiritual master found him the nonsense. Now how it is that he was a great scholar, and how his spiritual master found him the nonsense? So therefore, otherwise you may be a great scholar. If your spiritual master finds you a fool, you must accept that you are a fool. You don't say, oh, I am such a great scholar, and unjustly my spiritual master says that I am a fool. Then you lose the connection at once. You will understand, yes, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disciples. His Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking about his own disciples' state. Now his disciples, Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also placed him in that way, that I am a fool. That Sanatana Goswami, you are a great scholar in Sanskrit, you are a great scholar in Farsi and Urdu, you are minister, very large man, and very man of position, but when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that ordinary people, they say that I am very learned man, and I am such a fool that I also accept their person. I think that I am learned. What is your objection? You are already learned. You are a very good scholar. Yes. Now I understand that I am fool because I do not know what I am. I may be materially advanced in learning, but if somebody asks me, can you say what you want, where from you have come, where you are going after death, why you are suffering all this material misery, can you have any remedy? Oh, there is no answer. So what sort of learned man? I cannot answer all these things. Therefore, I have come to you. Similarly, Arjuna, when he was arguing with Krishna, if I kill my grandfather, then certain such thing will occur me, or if I kill my brothers, my brother's wife, they will be widow, and they will be corrupted, and there will be unwanted children, so many things. He was arguing rightly. That was not, that is from materialistic point of view. From materialistic point of view, you may be very great learned man, but every one of you must know that spiritually you are damn rusted, nothing. Spiritually, all these persons who are very proud of their learning, they're all damn rusted. Yes, sir. Simply that. Simply that. So you must know that I'm simply that. If you want to make progress in spiritual life, and what do you know about spiritual life? You do not know anything. So that is the representation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says that my Guru Maharaj found it is better if you remain a fool always before your spiritual master, then you will make advance. And if you think yourself, even for a moment, that I know something more than my spiritual master, you are false. This is called Dosha Kitabu Divi Kihapunarama. Oh, that one vow that I have to follow the order of my spirit, that will make you advance. The more you strictly follow the order of spiritual master, the more you become advanced. You do not become fool, actually you become advanced. Otherwise, what is the use of it? It is not a formality. It is actually sad if you at all want to make advancement in spiritual life. you must follow the orders of the bona fide spiritual master. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such a great scholar, and he accepted as incarnation of God, and he is saying as the example that I follow the order of my spiritual master because he found me a nonsense. Naam laite laite mor bhanto hai jom. Now he is giving his practical experience. What is that practical experience? He says that although I followed, because I had no other alternative to follow the instruction, so I followed. Now I have experienced by chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I thought that I was becoming mad of him. I am feeling ecstatic, mad of him, Branta. Branta Hailamon means as if I become mad when I chant. Actually, it is. If you chant sincerely, it feels the madness does not this manner, not LSD madness, but it is spiritual madness. Spiritual man. Branta Hailama. Dajja Dharitanari. I cannot. I become impatient. Dajja Dharitanari. Pailam Unumapta. Just like I became a mad man. And what are the symptoms? Sometimes I laugh. Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I dance without any, fear. And sometimes I sing, and sometimes I become just like madman. Tabe bhajya dhari mane kurilam vishal. Then, when he saw that by chanting Hare Krishna, these symptoms had developed in me, so I thought, have I become mad? Why these things are coming on me? Tabe bhajya dhari mane kurilam vishal. Krishna me dhanachanna haidam. Perhaps by chanting this Hare Krishna, I have now become a mad man and all my senses and knowledge are now covered. Because I am thinking, I do not care for the society, I dance, I laugh, they are laughing at me. Oh, this man has become mad, he's chanting Hare Krishna and crying. So who is mad? Who is crazy? That is to be studied. But he is thinking, the other man is thinking, this man has become mad, chanting and dancing. So, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say that I was in doubt that whether I became a madman. Pagal haina ami bhajya nahi mone. Perhaps I become a madman and I have no patience. Well, I chant and dance and cry. Hey, Chintini Vidunam Guru Charantana, he goes again to the spiritual master. My dear sir, I think I have become a madman. Why? Because you asked me to chant, but I am chanting, and the effect is that I am feeling some ecstasy by this. I am sometimes crying, and sometimes asking, and sometimes singing, so I do not know. What does this disease? So, Kiva Mantra Dila Gosai Kiva Tarbhat. I do not know what sort of mantra you have given to me. I do not know what is the strength, what is the influence of this mantra. Jyotite Jyotite Mantra Kharila Pada. Now I have become mad. What is this? So it will explain it tomorrow. I will become mad. Thank you very much. Thank you.